Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk
Radio Countdown. President Obama may be having a Lyndon Johnson moment. When Walter Cronkite came out in opposition to the Vietnam War, Johnson supposedly said, "If I've lost Cronkite, I've lost the war." No one has ever been able to prove Cronkite said it, but the point is there are turning points in a presidency in Vietnam, and media opposition were turning points for Johnson, who decided not to seek re-election in 1968. Watergate was a turning point for Richard Nixon. There were plenty of turning points for Jimmy Carter. The turning point for President Obama may have come in yesterday's Maureen Dowd column in the New York Times. It chronicled not only her declining support for the president, but the praise for Romney by no less than Bill Clinton, who has said Romney's record at Bain Capital was, quote, sterling. And here's Dowd's devastating line, quote, "The president who started off with such dazzle now seems incapable of stimulating either the economy or the voters."
There's political commentator Cal Thomas talking about the problems President Obama seems to be having with his own supporters. Presidential race number one again this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska. Talk host Gary Saddlemeyer talking to Carl Cannon from RealClearPolitics.com about what's behind some of the headlines that we have been seeing in the race.
One of the things was one of those distraction headlines for a while was the Etch-a-Sketch thing, where one of Romney's campaign functionaries says, "Well, yeah, we're going pretty far right now, but it's like Etch-a-Sketch, you reset for the general." What really happened?
Well, Eric Fernstrom said that, and it was an awkward phrase, you know. Yeah. What he meant was you got a new opponent, you got new arguments, and you sort of recalibrate. But it was about the most awkward thing you could have said right. For a candidate who's the main rap against him is he doesn't really stand for anything. So, they got a lot of. Got a lot of ink, you know. You had at the time. Do you remember Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum showed up at events carrying Etch-a-Sketch?
Yes.
I didn't know you could still find them. I don't know where they got them. But the one thing that we have in our book is that Romney reached out to Fernstrom, and a lot of these guys, you know, they get rid of aides who make a mistake, and he sent him an email. He said, "Look, don't worry about it. I make mistakes myself." So in a sense, it was kind of a behind the scenes look at a guy, Romney, who showed presidential temperament in this case.
Right. Does he ever get mad, Romney?
He apparently he does, but he doesn't. He doesn't cuss. He doesn't throw things. He gets impatient when people at meetings when they don't really know what they're talking about. And that's his time in business. If you say something, he wants you to be able to back it up with data.
That sounds good. I like that. That's a good attribute. Take us, Carl, to the Newt slapdown in the debates first of John King and then Juan Williams. Was there any more to that than what we saw?
Well, you remember Williams asked him, Juan asked him about this janitor comment he made, where Newt says, you know, people, teenagers ought to get their first jobs as janitors. And he was talking about the African-American community. He wasn't being coy about it. He said, we ought to teach people to work in the inner cities and reinstill the work ethic. And Juan Williams is African-American. He works for Fox. He thought that was racially insensitive, and he asked Gingrich about it in this debate, and Gingrich jumps down his throat and said his own kid had been a janitor, and that, you know, there was nothing wrong with that kind of work. And Gingrich gave as good as he got, and it set a sort of big standing ovation. Yeah. But it wasn't personal with Gingrich. We interviewed everybody involved here, and before the debate, he walked up to Juan Williams. He said, "Hey, I have this book. It's a new novel I've written. There's an African American soldier. I thought in the Civil War, I thought you might like the character." Yeah. So it wasn't personal.
Right.
But you know, Gingrich was up there on the stage, and he thought he needed a moment. He wanted to define himself against the press, which is never a bad thing for a Republican.
You know, if he had any interaction with John King.
Well, now King, of course, that was, I guess, the following week, right, in South Carolina, and John King asked him that question about, you know, Marianne Gingrich, his second wife, saying, you know, can we have a threesome or whatever it was she had said, and Gingrich went off on the guy, remember, called him despicable and really gave it to King, and afterwards, and during the break in the commercial, he comes over to King and says, "Great debate," and King says, I thought I was despicable." Gingrich said, no, it's a great debate. And so, you know, it shows you, I don't mean Gingrich is cynical. What I do mean to say is that there's an element of performance.
Sure there is.
Up next, the role of the economy as the two battle it out for the presidency. That's up next on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum, the multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Back with a focus on the presidential race here on The Countdown, here's host Chip Morris talking about recent attacks by the Obamaites on Mitt Romney's record as the governor of Massachusetts.
David Axelrod attacking Governor Romney's record in Massachusetts and deciding that somehow that wasn't a qualification, or somehow it was bad, or, you know, he didn't create enough jobs or whatever. And we talked about that last week, the idea that, for goodness sake, a 4.7 unemployment rate. What are we talking about? Especially when we're at 8.2%. When the president said that if we allowed him to spend $800 billion, that we would be at this point in time in 2012 somewhere around 5.7%. But we talked last week about the fact that there were two extraordinary huge leaks. And they weren't really leaks. Obviously, it's a campaign. It's a press release that the government has given. One was on the president's Terror Tuesday coffee clatch meetings with the guy, you know, a lawyer who used to rail against the government, torturing three known 9/11 perpetrators, insiders. And is now the guy who's overseeing signing off on the president killing people. And we've asked before, how is it you get world scorn and people talking about you must be guilty of war crimes for waterboarding three known 9/11 insiders but somehow it's Nobel Peace Prize worthy to be summarily executing people all around the planet, including in countries where we don't have any kind of formalized hostilities going on that we recognize. So anyway, in that article on the, you know, on the president personally looking over the baseball cards of who he was going to tell the military to kill this week, it said that David Axelrod, the president's top political strategist, was attending these meetings. And, you know, since this thing from the New York Times said that there were, I mean, they had tons of people from all different kinds of agencies that were their sources for it, which is how we know it wasn't, you know, like a leak of some individual, and it was much more like a press release about President Gutsy Call and the gutsy calls he has to make on a weekly basis because no one else can make those kinds of calls. David Axelrod yesterday on the on whatever program he was on to rail about Romney, he was asked a question about, you know, there's a lot of people asking questions about whether or not it's appropriate for you to be at a at these Terror Tuesday meetings. Since you're a political strategist, doesn't that kind of combine the commander-in-chief and the political side in a way that's, you know, a little bit unseemly? I mean, the idea that there's a political component to this? And Axelrod says, hey, I didn't go to those meetings. Axelrod's accused the New York Times of lying. So who do you think is telling the truth? The New York Times or David Axelrod?
Talk host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos with Sam Donaldson of ABC about the roles of the U.S. economy and the global economy. They are both a part of what's being discussed in the presidential race.
The U.S. economy, the world's largest, not doing well, obviously in the last 3 months and really over the last 5 years. And you talk about all these other places that affect the United States. Well, India, Brazil, China, their economies have slowed too. But here's the thing. We're talking about everybody else. We're talking about all these other countries and how we're being dragged down. Well, isn't there something that the U.S. can do to make the economy better? And I'll point to two things. One, healthcare. There are a bunch of businesses out there that have no idea what healthcare is going to look like. Two, taxes are changing. Companies don't know what that is going to look like. So you have all these businesses that are worried because you have all these changes that are ahead and no one really understands it or knows what is going to happen. And that's in our own backyard. That's our fault here in the United States.
But you say, shouldn't we be doing something? And you outline some things you think should be corrected. The fact is, we're not doing anything because we're at each other's throats.
Right, right.
We won't make a deal. We won't compromise. We won't find a direction. We'll stand there and shout at each other and say, it's my way or the highway, which means it's the highway to oblivion.
Yeah.
We've got a big problem in this country, and it's not that we can't solve the problems. It's that we won't.
Mm.
You almost want to go to tears. You despair at the political deadlock that we've gotten ourselves into.
But, Sam, you know, Gatos makes a good point that we could change these things, but the president is certainly not going to say, you know, that health care bill I took years to make and years to pass? Let's get rid of it because it's making the economy fail. I don't think President Obama is going to do that.
Well, no, I think you're right, and I think the Republicans did not give up the idea that it's a terrible bill, although it hasn't been implemented yet.
Right.
You know, it's 2014 before the real measures start, and 2017 before we see whether, in fact, it gets paid for or not. Everyone's just decided right now, a terrible. Well, guys, how did you know that?
Hmm.
Well, we're told so. Oh, you've looked at the bill? You've studied it? Well, no.
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
No, but businesses are afraid to hire people.
Yes,
no, you're right. The uncertainty is there. You're
that's
quite correct.
It. That's it. That's the word uncertainty. It's not that the health care bill is killing the economy. It's the uncertainty of the health care bill.
Right.
It's the uncertainty of what's happening that's killing the economy.
Up next, more on the economy and the job situation in America here on the American Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a color.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Jobs and the economy. A lot of people have this on their minds, including talk host Terry Miners, who here has Senator Mitch McConnell on with his on his program, talking about the jobs report released last Friday.
Jobs is the theme today in a sort of a different light here because of the jobs numbers that were released nationwide. So yeah, I'd like to get your comments on that.
Frankly, pretty depressing figures. I mean, here we are into the, you know, fourth year after this recession was supposed to end. And if this is a recovery, it's hardly noticeable. In fact, unemployment nationally actually went up, according to the announcement this morning. And as I say, if this is a recovery, it's the most tepid recovery anyone can remember. In fact, I've looked at a study of past recessions in this country. Every single one of them in the past, the bigger, the deeper the recession, the quicker and more robust the bounce back until this one. And I think it's pretty clear that all of this excess regulation, threatened tax increases, demonization of successful people are all contributing to a kind of environment in which people are not optimistic. So I wish the president would change his rhetoric. I don't think, you know, and what, not only his rhetoric, but what he's doing. I mean, I move around not only our state, but around the country a good bit. And every business I run into of all sizes, medium, small, large, publicly held, privately held, all kinds of businesses are all drowning in a sea of federal government regulation. And your natural reaction to that is, if you're being overregulated and you think your taxes are about to go up, is you get cautious and you don't expand. And expansion is the way we get people hired. Very simple.
Now, wouldn't you know what some talk radio callers have to say about the state of the economy, rumors of a double-dip recession, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago, et cetera, et cetera? Let's listen in.
I find it funny that we have a recession when the Republicans are the 1% are spending billions of dollars. So President Obama kept his promise. He brought billions of dollars back to the recession. So I don't see how we have a recession when we got a top 1% willing to spend $1 billion to break him down instead of spending 5 cents to help somebody. Okay. It just don't make sense.
Actually, I would think it would be like a triple dip recession because
we originally had a recession in 2008 when Bush was in office, and I think we've already had a double-dip recession since President Obama took office, so I'm worried about like a third time going down.
The president, I mean, it's hilarious. He's been in office a good length of time. He told Brazil, as far as oil goes, he wants to be their best customer. Meanwhile, he won't grant permits in the United States on federal lands. And he won't approve the Keystone Pipeline, which would be thousands and thousands of jobs related. He's been in office, and gas prices dropped, 14 cents on the average, but they're three times as high as when he took office. His energy policy it would be a comedy if it wasn't so tragic with Solyndra and all this other stuff. He's got, he spends tax money with his almost criminal, attorney general suing all the states all around the country, tying people up. He doesn't want Boeing to go to, South Carolina because it's not unionized thoroughly. I mean, this man is determined to destroy the economy, maybe not intentionally. But he's incompetence or because of some bizarre disrespect for capitalism, and he has no concept of what capitalism is, or he just hates.
Want to be heard? Help yourself to 800-510-8255. We'll get into that in just a few minutes as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorites, like Levi's jeans, Kenmore grills, Craftsman tools, and an LG 50-inch HD TV for just $499.99. That's the lowest price ever. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Continuing on now with your calls and comments, Talk Radio Countdown Show, the talk radio program that overlooks. Yeah, sometimes we do that too. Some of the hot hits, the Wisconsin recall election. Here are Governor Scott Walker's remarks to his supporters last night after he didn't get recalled, so I guess he won.
Thanks to all the people who yet again entrusted in me your vote as the governor to be the 45th and continue to be the 45th governor of the great state of Wisconsin. I want to tell you something, though. Just let me share with you a quick little story. Last fall, Toinette and I had a chance. I was going to a governor's association meeting, and we had a chance to travel to Philadelphia, and I went to Independence Hall. As a kid, we grew up in a small town where I loved to study history, but my parents, we didn't have a lot of money, and so we didn't get to often go to places like Philadelphia or Washington. So for me, it was the first trip to Independence Hall. And I got to tell you, I was so touched. I stood in there, and I looked at those desks, and I looked in those chairs. And even though as a kid growing up, I thought of our founders as superheroes, as bigger than life, standing in that hall, it dawned on me that these were ordinary people who did something quite extraordinary. They didn't just risk their political careers. They didn't just risk their businesses. They literally risked their lives for the freedom we hold so dear today. And the men and women in uniform in this country defend every single day. Tonight we tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions. But now it is time to move on and move forward in Wisconsin. Tomorrow I'll meet with my cabinet in the state's capital, and we'll renew our commitment to help small businesses grow jobs in the state. We'll renew our commitment to help grow the quality of life for all of our citizens, both those who voted for me and those who voted for someone else. Because tomorrow, Tomorrow is the day after the election. And tomorrow, we are no longer opponents. Tomorrow, we are one as Wisconsinites. So together, we can move Wisconsin forward.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Wisconsin recall election, Governor Scott Walker, with the voters deciding on whether to throw him out. It's kind of a rare thing, a recall election like this, which was forced, as you'll recall, by opponents of a lot of his controversial efforts. The Fox News folks, with Greta Van Susteren at the lead, talking here to Sarah Palin about the results of that recall.
It's been a cliffhanger all day. Nobody knew whether it was going to be Mayor Barrett, the new governor, or Governor Walker is going to retain his seat. So your thoughts on news that Governor Walker is the winner?
It is such good and encouraging news, Greta. It's good for the entire country because people are going to recognize through Governor Walker's efforts that austerity measures, responsible austerity measures of reining in government growth really will help our nation as a whole with the economic woes that we face. This is positive news, and I think that Wisconsin is living up to its state's motto, that providential motto of forward. They're moving forward. They're going to help lead the charge for the rest of the country, reining in government growth, allowing the private sector to be the ones to create jobs.
All right, so tonight Governor Walker celebrates. Tomorrow, though, he goes back to representing all the people in Wisconsin, including all those union members, all those Democrats who campaigned very fiercely against him and for their candidates. So tell me, you've been in the chair. Tell me, what does Governor Walker do tomorrow to begin to sort of reconcile or heal those deep wounds? They're very deep in this state.
He keeps on keeping on. He keeps showing through facts, through stats, through the numbers that they don't lie, that removing deficit spending and allowing a deficit to turn into a surplus, allowing the government to rein itself in via legislative and policy measures so that the private sector can grow, those numbers don't lie, and he needs to keep reminding the public of that. He also maybe not him, but somebody could encourage our good union brothers and sisters there in Wisconsin, and I say it as a former IBEW sister and my husband as a steel worker and IBEW brother, that maybe it's the union leadership there, those thugs who wanted to deceive their members into believing that growing government was the answer. Well, perhaps it's those union leaders that need to be recalled and replaced with those who understand what perhaps a union role could be in state government, not a selfish role, not a role that allows government to continue to grow and create an insolvent situation for a state.
There really is a divide in our country, isn't there? The union membership numbers have gone down because a lot of people have seen that it doesn't do them any good. And a lot of people that are union members are angry because they can't keep up the way things were. You can't. The realities are what the realities are. You can be angry about that. You can try to keep that out. If I had it, I'd try to keep it, wouldn't you? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. So Fox on the right. Let's go to the left with MSNBC's Ed Schultz talking to analyst Howard Fineman about Mitt Romney's comments that yesterday's recall would echo beyond the borders of Wisconsin.
Mitt Romney seems to be pretty confident that this is going to echo beyond the borders of Wisconsin. How so?
Well, first, Ed, let me say that all credit to people in Wisconsin. They turned out in huge numbers. It was a great demonstration of democracy, whether you agree or disagree. America's the envy of the world, and Wisconsin's the envy of America, whether you agree or disagree with the outcome. I think that should be said. In terms of Mitt Romney, he's looking at more money and big money for independent PACs that are going to be supporting him. This shows that money talks, and we knew that in America, but it talked big time in Wisconsin. We know that unions are on the defensive politically. Sure, getting a recall vote is tough. Sure, ousting a sitting governor is tough. But the unions, both public and private, put, they're all into this, and they fell short. And there's blood in the water there, and I think the Republicans will go after them big time, especially public employee unions. I think that Scott Walker based his gubernatorial campaign and his governorship on the idea of slashing budgets, and I think the Republicans are going to be a little braver attacked, and they have been. And if they're serious about it, they need to be as candid as Scott Walker was about cutting the budget. Because I think it's fair to say that Wisconsinites, while they might have disagreed with his methods, they ended up proving what he did. There's no other way to read it than that.
Yeah.
And I think that Mitt Romney will do the same. So those are three lessons I would take right there. And I would say that President Obama is on notice, that he's got a tough row to hoe, and that he's going to have to take the lead big time. I think perhaps that the progressive movement in Wisconsin learned some valuable lessons about how to deal in this new environment of super money, Ed. This was going to be the environment anyway. The people on the other side of the big money ought to figure out how to deal with it sooner rather than later. And if nothing else, Wisconsin gave them an object lesson in how to deal with it. They came up short this time, but that doesn't mean that there aren't lessons they can learn going forward, and lessons that the Obama campaign should study as they figure out how to deal with this new environment in the 2012 election.
The new environment in the 2012 election. 800-510-8255. Those of you who are just joining us, Scott Walker was embattled as the Republican governor of Wisconsin, survives a recall vote, defeating a union-led effort to remove him from office for pushing laws to restrict the collective bargaining rights of state workers. They don't get it. You don't get it. If you're a public employee union member, you don't get it, it would appear. The labor movement marshaling widespread anger to force the recall. Democrats collected close to 1 million signatures in the petition drive to oust him. Now, what are we doing to, as Scott Walker said, sort of bring us together, bring the state of Wisconsin together? Those of you who live and listen to this program, live in Wisconsin, listening there, WAYY listeners, for example, 800-510-8255. What lesson is there in this for the rest of the country in your mind? 17 before the hour on the countdown.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum, the multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow what's going on in the countdown by going to the listen box at DougStephan.com and figure out how maybe you'd like to be in touch in other ways. We're talking about the Wisconsin recall election, which Governor Scott Walker survived. Here's radio host Veronica Robinson with Charlie Matheson, who works for Politico.com, about the this scenario, which basically is the first time a governor has been involved in a recall election.
So not only did Walker beat Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, but didn't he also defeat the union leaders who rallied for months against him?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty big win for Walker and conservative forces in Wisconsin. The labor movement, as you know, put a lot of resources into this, put a lot of energy into this. This has been really a two-year saga of recall elections, not just against Governor Walker, but also against a variety of state legislators. There's been public demonstrations, litigation, legislative walkouts. All of that has come up to this penultimate event tonight, and it turns out that Scott Walker won, and pretty comfortably. And so it's a really tough night for labor.
Now, was this win mostly about who had the most money? The Democrats were hopelessly outspent in this one.
Yeah, there's no question they were outgunned. Walker had the benefit of being an incumbent governor, so he was raising money. He also had the quirk of a Wisconsin state law that enabled him to raise even more money than typically in an election. And then the other problem the Democrats had was Tom Barrett, their nominee, who jumped into the race pretty late and also had a primary opponent. So he was spending his resources as recently as a month before the final recall election. So in many ways, the Democrats were outgunned financially.
Now, Republicans are, of course, hoping this victory carries over into November, but will this recall election have any bearing on the presidential election?
Well, certainly it's going to cast a shadow over that election because this is a pretty close to a swing state. It's a battleground state that had two very, very narrow elections in 2000 and 2004. In 2008, Obama won it in something close to a blowout, but there's no question that when you have a race like this that was nationalized in the way it was, it's going to have an impact in the election. And I think people are going to be poring over the results for the next couple days to see what the implications are for the president, but certainly it's a rough night for Democrats in Wisconsin. Some of that splashes onto the president.
Now, the president kind of stayed out of this recall election business, as did Mitt Romney. Good idea that both of them decided to steer clear?
Well, I think in the president's case, I mean, there are two ways to look at it. The president was either a chicken or a fox in this situation. I think there were many Democrats in Wisconsin that would have liked him to have played a more muscular role, but at the same time, as the president, he doesn't want to expend his political capital in ways that aren't going to produce returns, and I don't think he saw that in this case, and all he really did was launch a tweet and send out a supportive email. So in that sense, he can distance himself from this election and say that it really has no consequence for November, for him at least.
800-510-8255. Carlos, let's hear about your up or down vote on this. If you were in Wisconsin, would you have voted for Scott Walker or against him?
I would have voted against him only because I am a private union member.
Only? That's the only reason you would have voted against him?
Yes, because the union people lost their collective bargaining agreement. They lost their wages, reduced their pension.
How does that affect you?
Because I believe that this is going to set the example for the whole nation. It's going to trickle down. I believe it's going to form pressure on them.
And what's the difference between you're in a private, or I mean, you work for a private company that's unionized, or
yeah,
the public sector?
Private.
How is that? Because how does the public sector union affect you as a private sector worker?
I think we're all connected. You know, it's a working circle. But the point I was trying to make is, like, for example, like, I believe that the union gives me a fair wage, to provide for my family.
Got it. All right, sir. Thank you.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you died today, would your family...
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The daily and weekly overview of what's going on in the world of the news talk, issue-oriented so-called political talk radio. And this week, certainly, and last week, there's been a lot of discussion about the proposed big soda ban, the sweet drink ban in New York City. For those of you who kind of want to go back to and have a refresher course in what was being suggested by Mayor Bloomberg, here's Chris Wallace talking to Juan Williams and Chip Saltzman about this proposed ban in New York City.
Mayor Bloomberg's, said, I guess, what is it, a proposal, because it hasn't become law yet, it has to be approved by the Health Commission, to limit the size of soft drinks in restaurants and in arenas and a variety of other venues, although not in grocery stores, to 16 ounces of sugary soda drinks. To deal with the health problems, the obesity, the diabetes, all of these things that go on. Good idea or a bad idea, Juan?
It's a good idea. It's just, you know, it's again, this is something that you would parody. It's just, you know, the nanny state run wild, people trying to tell you what to do. But the fact is, and the reason I, you know, feel a little bit out of step with the fact that everyone's making fun of this is a third of the country's obese. That's no joke. Diabetes rampant, especially in the black community. I mean, who goes into 7-Eleven and buys these super sized gulp cups? It's poor kids. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, I think it's a huge public health crisis in America.
Well, and it's interesting because, for instance, the 7-Eleven wouldn't be covered. I'm not quite sure why that is, but convenience stores wouldn't be covered while restaurants would be. But I think the number in New York City is even higher, like 60% are obese. And yeah, as you say, particularly in the minority community, just an epidemic of obesity and diabetes. But I think we all struggle with the idea of government telling us what we can get or not get. Your thoughts, Chip?
Well, I'm a big gulp guy. I like those 44-ounce drinks. I have never participated in a march in D.C. before, but if we have a million soda march in New York, I'm going. I like my Cokes. I like, especially in the bottles, and I know that's not big enough for them, but this is about individual choice. And this is the ultimate government getting in the way of people making their own decisions. Yes, we are obese as a country, but we have to make those decisions to get healthy and exercise and not drink Coke and Pepsi every meal, but enjoy it with your not-so-fried chicken on Sunday night. But it's important to understand that this is government at its worst. Telling you what you need to do is not what government should be doing.
All right, what do you think government should be doing? 800-510-8255. John in North Carolina thinks they ought to, government ought to stay out of this issue.
My thoughts are very simple. I agree with all the people that are saying that it's really none of the government's business to tell people what they can and cannot eat. I fully agree, especially at the federal level. However, I also agree, because many of these same people that don't want the government telling them what they can and cannot eat, if they get sick, when they get diabetes, when they get heart disease, when they get cancer, when they get all these different things, expect the government to come in and take care of their health needs when that happens.
Yeah, exactly. 800-510-8255. Darnell in Maryland.
That's ridiculous. I think they should go ahead and tax sugary drinks. Because, I mean, when I get a drink on a hot day, you know, I want it as big as possible. I think the smart thing to do would be for us to tax sugary drinks. And that money could be used to help lower the deficit and all that. Tax sugary drinks, tax cigarettes. Yeah, people are still going to buy their sodas. They're still going to buy their cigarettes. They're still going to buy all their little vices and everything. But tax them, tax them, tax them. I ain't got no problem with that.
Ain't got no problem with that. All right, sir. Are you aligned with his thinking? 800-510-8255. Here's Jackie in Idaho with thoughts on the tax.
I am a little tired of paying for other people's medical problems because they won't take responsibility. I go through all my insurance things when I get the bills, and I had the administrator actually tell me, because I found $100 on there that they couldn't explain, that people with insurance are automatically charged $100 for people that don't have insurance. Now, I'm not saying that he should just ban it, but the tax thing, because it's been proven that the higher the taxes on cigarettes, more and more people are quitting smoking. It does help, and it does deter them from doing that. But people just won't take responsibility, and the health costs are just killing the rest of us that do have insurance.
All right, some interesting thoughts as this issue continues. Hello to the folks in Shreveport listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show and those in Seattle as well. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue.
I've seen the